This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and this episode is a mini show, and it's about everything that is going on in the world right now. And by that, I mean the murder of George Floyd and racism, not just in America, but around the world. If you're a regular listener, this may feel like it's coming a little bit out of the blue, out of left field maybe, because you are probably aware that I actively avoid any political debate on the podcast. I want everyone to feel they are welcome to listen. And so on a couple of occasions on this show, when guests have expressed their feelings about the current president, for example, I've been quick to interject with something like, you know, everyone is welcome. Because truthfully, I really dislike intently the idea of someone listening to my show and feeling they are excluded or not welcome in the conversation. My podcast tends to center around the topics of beauty, health, wellness, and business, which are universal in my opinion. Therefore, I want anyone with an interest in those topics to feel this is a platform they can enjoy. And what I'm about to say doesn't mean that I now want anyone to feel unwelcome, but I feel it's important that I am vocal about what I believe in, because if I've learned anything from the last week, it's that silence or being neutral tends to benefit the people I don't want to support more than it does the people I do want to support. I have never stated publicly that I am anti-animal abuse because I believed it was implied. I have never stated publicly that I believe abuse of any kind against man, woman, or child to be wrong because I thought it was implied. I have never stated publicly that I am an anti-racist because of my privilege. And a friend said to me earlier this week, if you're genuinely shocked, you really haven't been paying attention. And so it's my commitment to start paying attention. I have in the past taken this Switzerland neutral position, and in the last week I've had to ask myself why. Why haven't I actively had those conversations on this podcast or just indulged them or become involved? And in all honesty, I've narrowed it down to two things. Firstly, I am a coward and I don't want to say anything that might make someone dislike me. And secondly, I don't feel articulate or knowledgeable enough, so I let other people do it for me. To address the former, if someone decides they don't like me or my content because of a stand I take, then I'm going to be okay with that. To address the latter, it's my responsibility now to become knowledgeable, to educate myself so that I can be articulate and contribute positively to the conversations I feel strongly about and stand up for the people and the causes I want to stand up for. I have friends in this industry who use their platforms in a way that I am too scared to, and I am learning from their example. This, however, will take time. I don't believe in tokenism, clicktivism, or performative activism. It's not enough for your protest to only extend as far as blacked out Instagram posts. I am not virtue signaling with this episode or by what I've just said, but given recent events, it's really clear. It's not enough anymore to just not be racist. We have to be actively anti-racist. We need to start stepping up and speaking out against racial injustices, and we need to stand up for the basic human rights of our fellow citizens because it is absolutely the right thing to do. I have never considered the possibility that I was contributing to racism by not participating in the conversation. I genuinely thought progress had been made, and that's so, so wrong of me. So this episode is me acknowledging where I've been wrong, admitting that I do need to do better, and letting you know that I am making a commitment to make these changes so that I can be an ally. And if there's one thing I've learned from 4 years of doing this podcast is that I have never once been alone in my thoughts and feelings. So I hope that by saying this out loud, you may be feeling similar things, and that will lead to a positive discussion. This episode isn't perfect, but I felt it was important to say something. I am aware that I am going to make mistakes as I learn and educate myself, but I would rather mess up and be corrected now so that I can learn than continue to be silent. I would really love this to extend this discussion to the Facebook group, because that really is social media at its best, and you are all such wonderful, wonderful contributors and members of that group. And I would love the opportunity to learn from you, to learn from each other. Right now, the way any one of us can help is by signing petitions, donating, texting, or calling. But what we can continue to do is to educate ourselves, because this won't go away once the topic stops trending. And as I said, I am committed to taking a stand, learning, and I don't mind falling on my face if it means that I come out of it a better person who stands up for the things that I believe in. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. I am, as I said, committed to learning, committed to having a conversation, and committed to doing the right thing. And I hope that you understand why I felt it was important to publish this episode this week. Thank you so much for listening. As I always say, it's an honor to spend this time with you, and I appreciate you tuning in. I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.